And that was from The Stars Look Very Different Today, the tune Improvises by bassist and leader Ben Allison, with Steve Cardenas on guitar, Allison Miller on drums, and Brandon Seabrook on guitar and also banjo on here. There's a review going around. He's written a few things. He's also has about, oh, let's see, 11. He has 11 albums as a leader, starting in 96 with Seven Arrows, and about 27 as co-leader and or sideman, and that started with Ted Nash, who we'll hear on one of his sessions. There are some really respected jazz journalists out there that we do go to find, get some more insight. One is that Open Sky Jazz, and Ben Allison here is being asked the question by them what jazz musicians expect from music journalists and critics. I'm not going to go into that, but to more into what some of his, Ben Allison's, some of his influences, at least on bass. This is not just a simple matter of this is good, this is bad, I don't like this, I don't like that. As a reader and musician, I usually don't put too much in stock, whether a viewer likes a record or a concert. Mostly curious something about the music. Who played what tunes with what instrumentation? Also, whenever possible, I like to get a sense of the context. What happened, you know, to the band, what's being reviewed. In other words, tell me what you think this music falls in the overall scene. Was it a successful performance? If so, why? Judge it on its terms and in the context of what musicians were looking for, were going for. Would you judge a Woody Allen movie based on its use of special effects? A porno based on its crafty dialogue? This has to be done with some sense of flair and sophistication. Writers often try to put someone in context by comparing them to well-known musicians. I can't tell you how many times I've been compared to Charles Mingus or Dave Holland. And while these two musicians are among my favorites of all time, and I feel humbled to be put in the same sentence, I often feel like it's a bit of a shortcut on the part of the writer. I mean, is there a jazz bassist alive who hasn't been influenced by these guys? I'm a bassist composer leader. They're among the greatest bassist composer leaders of all time, and therefore among the most recognizable names. It sometimes feels a little obvious. I'm wondering how many writers know about my love and admiration for Willie Weeks and Chuck Rainey, both of whom figure very largely into my sound and my approach. And we'll listen to something from Ben's album Riding the Nuclear Tiger from 01, and that'll be Love Chant Remix, with Michael Blake sax, Ted Nash sax, Thomas Ehrlich on cello, Frank Kimbrough piano, Ron Horton trumpet, and Jeff Ballard drums. Thank you. Ben Allison also does a little bit of writing himself in Jazz Times from 2011. There was an Artist Choice article that he did. It was Ben Allison on Ornette Coleman. And he picked 10 favorite tracks. So Ben writes, "The third jazz record I ever bought was Ornette Coleman's This Is Our Music. I've never heard anything like it before, and it changed the way I thought about music. I was in high school and was just beginning to immerse myself in jazz. Until that point, most of the jazz I heard was bebop, rock and roll sounding. With Ornette, I heard something new, but also familiar. This was the folk music." He's talking about that cut. "Raw and edgy. It made sense to me immediately. There was blues in there for sure, and a voice, a saxophone voice. I was hooked. Here are some favorites in no particular order. One of those favorites is What Reason Could I Give from Science Fiction 1971. And Ben writes, "One of the rare Ornette tunes to feature vocals. This takes sounds colossal with Ed Blackwell from New Orleans and Billy Higgins on drums, plus four tightly voiced horn players, including Ornette and Dewey Redman and two trumpeters, and a processed mix that adds to the density and intensity. Vocalist Asha Putli really belts it out with fearless energy, a perfect beginning to a record that has a serious edge to it. Any record that has the word science in it has my attention," and we're grabbing cuts that'll be just from Science Fiction for some of our cuts on this hour of Passport to Modern Jazz.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
This is a wonderful way to look at Ornette Coleman, because he has so many records out. And it's good to see it through somebody, have somebody else look at it. And we could have countless ones. Every listener out there familiar with Ornette Coleman could come up with his favorite cuts. I'm not playing my favorite cuts. I'm trying to stick to some of these in science fiction. Anyway, we heard Ornette Coleman, What Reason Could I Give, from the Complete Science Fiction Sessions. And I gave everybody the two trumpet players that Ben talked about were Carmen for Norato and Greg Schwartz. And, of course, Dewey Redman and Asha Putli. And Don Cherry's on some other tracks, but he's not on those. Another track that he writes about is Feet Music from In All, this one is from In All Languages, from the Caravan of Dreams 87, which that's the cuts I would play. Those are imports right now. It's really hard to find anything from there. Feet Music is one of my favorite Ornette tunes, writes Ben Allison. It's a funky boogaloo with lots of blues elements. One of the things I've always loved about Ornette's music is the way he can break a groove for a few bars at a time, then resume it and make it sound all right. That kind of thing is more common in folk and blues music, but almost never happens in, and Zydeco, in bebop era tunes. It's another example of how this music is so tied to the cadences of human voice, both in song and spoken language. This has been a huge influence on my music. And we'll hear one of his contemporaries, John Zorn, do this with Tim Byrne on alto, also two altos, Mark Dresser bass, Joey Barron on drums, and Michael Vautscher on drums. And this was, people like it and then they don't like it. If you're a real big Ornette fan, you probably won't like it. It's from 1989, and it's called Spy Versus Spy. The music of Ornette Coleman. And I like these genres. Avant-garde, free jazz, punk jazz, trashcore. Anyway, we get back. We'll talk more about what is this music. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Feet Music. Let's get it. Wow, that sounded fun to make. John Zorn doing feet music. That sounds really from Spy vs. Spy, the music of Ornette Coleman. We're going to get back to some Ornette, though. This is, again, from the Complete Science Fiction. We're going to hear Is It Forever with Dewey Redman and Don Cherry and Bobby Bradford on trumpet, Charlie Hayden bass, Billy Higgins drums and timpani, Ed Blackwell. But this has the addition of Cedar Walton on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, and Webster Armstrong vocals, and a quartet of flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and French horn of Ornette. What is he doing? I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I'm not explaining. I'm trying to have Ben Allison come in and help me. One thing I do know, Ornette can make some people hate. I can't believe it. I was going around the blogs again looking for the harmonic system in the threads, and it's from All About Jazz, the forum, musician to musician, harmonic system. And the thread is on the harmonic system. Ed Byrne, who's a jazz artist and author, too, responds to somebody who came in. He says first, good God, and I left out the guy's name, you're even colder than I. I wonder what they say about me when I'm not at work. I don't know about Ulmer, referring to James Blood Ulmer, but this is pretty harsh information to publish in a Foreman, bro. As for Ornette, I love his music, and I don't care if he can't explain it in a coherent fashion. Again, somebody else comes in, and he goes, this is, I think it was a referral to Ornette as like the James Joyce of jazz. And somebody got really upset, and he said, so Ed Byrne comes back in and says, this is totally inappropriate. We don't talk like that here. You've only made two posts on this forum, and they are both uncivil to say the least. So we'll talk about our melodic system. Well, let's hear some Ornette. Don't get too upset.
I'm so all alone. Wish I could find someone to love. I'm so all alone. Wish I could find someone to love. Let me feel and let me see this love you have for me. Is it forever, like the sun and the sea, you and I, can it be? This old world and you fills my soul and sets me free. This old world I love, and I'm sad when you are gone. It's night and I'm all alone, just like a voice in a word. Is it forever? Thank you. this old world and you fills my soul and sets me free. This old world I love, but I'm sad when you are gone. When it's night and I'm all alone, just like a voice in a word.
That is so great, and with the added Jim Hall and Cedar Walton in that. We're going to get back to some Ben Allison, but first on this really cool harmonic system, this thread going through musician to musician. Even musicians get angry. From Sergio from Perugia, Italy, posts, personally, I think homology is ornette. That includes his personal way of putting sound out of the horn, his personal way of creating logic out of chaos, and I'm not referring to his music only, his ingenuity and his childish simplicity, his being completely outside, beyond with a question mark, Western musical theorization, his often nonsensical, whimsical way of explaining his ideas, never been able to understand whether he's talking seriously or not. And we'll get into Fido's, but let's hear some more Ben Allison off of his new record. The stars look very different today with Ben Allison leader and bass, Steve Cardenas guitar, Allison Miller drums, and Brandon Seabrook banjo and guitar. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Oh,
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
All right, so nobody really upset yet? Nobody throwing anything at the radio? Here we go. Here's another, we're going to move on again to some Ornette. So gird your loins. This is by Phydol, Phydol, at the forums at All About Jazz, Musician to Musician, the Harmonic System. He says, by Jove, I recently saw Ornette in Sapporo. My hero shook his hand amazingly, and I had the harmonic epiphany. This is going to sound stupid, but traditional Western theory is a conceptual way of ordering space or time. Take your pick. You break down the aspects of sound so that you can, in a primitive way, recreate a whole, a new timbre or sonic manifestation of life through these components. They are easy to work with when you keep them stable, or at least keep a few in check while you doodle with the rest. Hence the creative space a jazzer assimilates as perception within the circle of changes and rhythms, predictable webs of relationships that you can dance with in the multiple dimensions that an instrument allows you to manipulate. But Western music is very much like perspective drawing with that fixed quality, created kind of space, 1 point, 2 points. Here is where it gets cool, because a sound is in itself a space relationship, an integrated whole. And when an artist tries to relate through sound, his actions are kind of a whole in themselves, a space in themselves. So instead of organizing your ideas to fit into the standard space and dimension of music, you can just be your own space. So Ornette's approach is closer to the Chinese approach to painting. It can seem deceptively flat because there is no one focal point of observation, no one key or order. But as you gaze or listen, it opens up and includes you in a more organic space, kind of like the magic eye images. All of the seemingly separate elements of music, rhythm, harmony, melody, sound, are just aspects of your individual relationship to music. So the rhythm and tone are just a sliding scale, and chords, keys, are not sharp, focused objects, but regions in a space that you flow through. So it is not a matter of new rules or a method, but a way of seeing and playing with the parts as a whole, integrated perspective. Anyway, that was my insight. It is part of the puzzle. I can't really claim to understand a thing until I can do it consistently. So there you have it. On the infamous harmonic approach. And we'll get back to some more of that, but let's hear Good Girl Blues from the Complete Science Fiction Sessions by Ornette Coleman from 71. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Well, I know a thousand good girls right in this world for me. Yes, I know there's a good girl right in this world for me. She's gonna love me forever, people, you just watch and see. Well, I'm talking about my good girl, she's so brave and strong. Yes, I'm talking about baby, she's so brave and strong. And we'll go on together and we'll never go wrong. She's an ordinary baby, plays and cries. She's an ordinary baby, she even plays and cries. And she says in her the kind of sings to me, she's an angel in disguise. Thank you. ordinary baby. She even prays and cries, you know, man. And she says and does the kindest thing to me. She's an angel in disguise. So for me, I'm a good girl forever. Every love, yes, for me and baby. Forever, every love. And keep on, they'll make us spread more love from above.
We'll keep rolling, huh? All right, Civilization Day. Ornette Coleman, The Complete Science Fiction Sessions. Now you know who that is on sax. heavy. With Ornette Coleman, alto sax, violin and trumpet. Dewey Redman, tenor saxophone, musette. Don Cherry on pocket trumpet. Bobby Bradford, trumpet. Charlie Hayden, bass, working out on that. Billy Higgins, drums and timpani. Ed Blackwell, drums. And we heard Civilization Day from the Complete Science Fiction Sessions. A guest comes in to the blogs that we've been quoting at All About Jazz on music from musician to musician, the harmonic system of jazz that nobody, you know, musicians can't quite figure out. But they, you know, they can't figure out Mingus either. You know, there's a lot of things that people can't figure out. But a man makes up a theory like Ornette Coleman and jazz is never stagnant. If jazz remains stagnant, that's it. Jazz is gone. Ask when you get to heaven, ask Charlie Parker himself. So Ted Orr is a guest, a lesson from Ornette. In around 1983, I was on staff of the Creative Music Studio as a cook, a school for free jazz, harmonics, and world music in Woodstock. And I was asked to deliver firewood to Ornette in NYC. When I knocked on his door, he said, come in. I found him practicing in front of three TVs all on different stations. He could see I was digging. He said, what do you play? I said, guitar. He said, what key do you play in? I said, it depends on the song. No, he said, I'm not talking about starting and stopping. I mean, what key do you play in? I thought about it a minute, and best I could say, I said E. To which he replied, you're like me, a unison player. The only keys I got are in my pocket. Everyone has their own key, you know. When you hear a bunch of kids singing happy birthday, they're all in their own key. It's natural. After sitting down to some pecan pie, he said, in harmonics, improvisation and composition are equal. When you hear someone play improvisationally, you play compositionally and vice versa. This way, there is always both in the music. Guitars, he added, are like buildings that the wind instruments blow around. And it ends, I hope you find this useful. And I hope you found this useful. Some more insight into Ornette Coleman and some of the harmonics. You don't have to completely understand it. Nobody completely understands it all. One thing in one of these blogs is maybe just to sit down and play with a lot of his records and find out through this Ben Allison on Ornette Coleman at Jazz Times what his favorite tunes are, which ones stand out. You know, get from some people. Don't just what's your favorite. And we'll go out with a Ben Allison tune. This is from Riding the Nuclear Tiger. We're going to hear the original version of what we heard, Swiss Cheese D, from his newest release. And we're going to hear this original one. It's Passport to Modern Jazz. Y'all take care. Bye.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.